A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk Women's Roundtable, a platform where we speak about issues affecting women. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, January the 11th, 2023. I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye. Tonight, we are looking at some of the plans female entrepreneurs have for the year 2023 at home and abroad. Nasi muchirongwa chinotarisa chinoitwa nemadzimai. Tiri kutarisa hurongwa huri kuitwa nemamwe madzimai ari munyika nekunze wokuwandutsa upenyu hwavo pamwe newe avo vari munharaunda dzavo dzakasiyana siyana mugore ra 2023. Nasi sangano re the African Development Institute iro rakavambwa na Dr. Arikana Chiombori kwao rapa chipatara cheparere nyatwa zvikwanisiro zvekushandisa pachipatara ichi. Zvinhu izvi zvinosvika mazana mana ezviuru zvemadhora ekuAmerica. Chipatara ichi chiri kunetsekana zvikuru kuwana zvinodiwa mukubatsira varwere, kusanganisirwa mibhedha nemichina. Vachisvitsa zvinhu izvi kuvakuru vakuru vepachipatara ichi, Dr. Chiombori kwao pamwe nemuteveziri wavo vaDamian Cook vati zvinhu zvavapa kuchipatara ichi zvakatengwa nevanhu vatema vari kunze kwenyika, kusanganisirawo zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika. Dr. Chiombori kwao avo vakamboshanda pachipatara chiparire nyatwa kuna 1980 vaudza mutori wenhau weStudio 7 Godwin Mangunjga zvaitwa nesangano ravo. Let's hear what she said.
Donation in Yatapa Nasina Parenyatwa, it is Kuba to my diaspora. Not just my diaspora, others are from Zimbabwe. My diaspora, I know Bakwese, Bakasa from America, Bakasa from Caribbean, Bakasa from South America, my descendants, Emma Puma slaves. In donation, Yatapa, never one of us from Machoma, Zimbabwe, but a country in Jamaica from Zimbabwe. Vazinji, Mark Van Vatema, Manu Chemo. When we are to say Africa, even if we are from Africa, we are part of Africa. As teacher, we have the deputy to say Africa, yeah. Not only we are from Africa, not only we are from Zimbabwe, as we are from Africa, we are from the Kenya, Nepal.
Sagachisha, my donated.
Avo vanga vari Dr. Chiombori kwao vachitaura vari paparere nyatwa hospital na Godwin Mangunjga we Studio 7. Meanwhile, some female vendors are complaining that business is very slow, with some of them like Jane Sanwe saying that they may not be able to send their children to school.
I'm going to go to the next one.
That was a vendor in Harare, Jane Sanwe, speaking about some of the challenges she's facing. Let's take a short break. Please don't go away. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. We are now joined by our guest, Fortunate Hove Cooper, the founder of Concerned Family, based in California, and Sharon Jovo, an entrepreneur based in Canada. Welcome to the program, ladies.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'll start off with you, Miss Fortunate Hove Cooper. You are in California, where recently there have been floods. Please give us an update. What is the situation like there?
You know, when a flood has passed through an area, there's so much debris that they are dealing with. Local authorities here are busy throughout the day because some of the highways were closed due to the storm. But here in Southern California, the places west hit the Santa Barbara area and Ventura, coming down to part of Los Angeles, which is San Fernando Valley, near Hollywood. Those were the areas really hardest hit, apart from Northern California. So we had like one of the main highways, 101 freeway, actually closed down because there were sinkholes in most of the roads, or the main roads, that caused cars just to tumble down, because suddenly in the middle of nowhere where the road opened up and cars fell through. Thank God nobody died. Yeah, but we are having sunshine after all that, yet they tell us that another storm is coming, so we have to brace up for another challenging time very soon.
Mm-hmm. You say that you have an organization there in California. How are you helping with some of the victims of this flood that we've just seen happening in your area?
Our ministry targets the low-income people on the street, drug addicts and homeless people. We have a lot of undocumented immigrants who do not have enough to live on or buy. So we are set as a mission station where we feed people with hot meals every day, and we clothe them, especially at a time like this one, where people have no clothes. They come into a place dripping from the rain because they live under trees. So we help them to get clothes, dry clothes, a hot meal. Uh-huh. That's how we are helping out.
Thank you very much, Regate Mboyenda, Kunam Mzware, Sharon Jobo. Welcome to the program all the way there in Canada.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me, and hello to Fortunate Hove Cooper as well.
Hello, Sharon.
And Happy New Year to both ladies. I'll come and start with you, Ms. Jobo, that you also have an organization, and you have been doing a lot of projects that we spoke about last year, but what are you focusing this year as an organization?
So thank you very much. This year we are looking at taking the women beyond borders. Many times as women, and I think general population as well, when we are looking at investment, we are looking at where we are geographically located, and also for those of us in the diaspora, you look at what is going on in Zimbabwe.
Uh-huh.
And this year we'll be working intentionally with Zimbabwean women in the diaspora to open up the world to them, so that when they are thinking investment, they are not thinking USA, UK, and Zimbabwe, or Zimbabwe, rather than say this place or this place. When it comes to investment, we want to have women and encourage them to say this place and this place and this place. So we are working with women to invest safely in places such as Dubai, the UK, the USA, here in Canada, in North Cyprus. So regardless of where women are currently residing, they can go into these countries as foreign investors.
Uh-huh.
So this is the year where, as Zimbabwean women, regardless of where we are currently residing, we are taking over and we are heading to the international markets and investing in real estate in those countries.
And now I will ask you to respond to me in Ndebele, Sharon. But, you know, there have been some projects that, you know, a lot of women invested in, and, you know, they are complaining that some of these projects have ended up being Ponzi schemes. How do you assure the ladies and the women that are now investing in your kind of program that this is legitimate?
Thank you. That's a very good question. And I do have something to say about that, but let me say this. Our role as an organization is that we do the due diligence.
Mm-hmm.
We are very careful in who we partner with. The investment is not into our organization. Rather, we facilitate, we are the catalyst that identifies investment opportunities that have been diligently verified, and then connect women with those particular investors. So looking specifically at real estate, we are looking at the track record of the developers. Do they have adequate funding? What other projects have they been engaging in?
Mm-hmm.
And that, on that basis, then we go in. And
if
the second
can,
point you touched on, Ponzi schemes.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes. So one of the barriers to women investing, even locally, is the fear of being scammed.
Yes.
And that's because that has happened a lot. So we have received actually support from Government of Canada, and we are developing a curriculum which will be open to women worldwide,
mm-hmm.
and will be looking at financial literacy. And there is going to be a section in that curriculum that will focus specifically on how to identify legitimate investment opportunities, how to separate the Ponzi, the pyramid, from legitimate investment opportunities.
Uh-huh. Thank you very much there. But I would also like you to just go into Ndebele and just tell us, you know, what you've just told us about how women can safeguard their investments and make sure that they are investing with women that are legit, or that the companies that they are investing are legitimate.
Okay. Ngiyabonga marvelous ithuba lokukhuluma kuprogram ngalimini. So ubuze ukubana thina njenge organization sikhangelele ukwenzani lonyaka. So lonyaka sifuna ukusebenza labo mama, sibaphathisa ukubana bathole iconfidence yokuthi badinge umnotho ngaphandle kwelizwe. Lokho esikuthi yi-foreign investment. Sisebenzelana labo mama, sibaphathisa ukubana bangaxazulula njani ukuthi bazi ukuthi i-project or i-investment eyabe ilethwa kubo, bangazi kanjani ukubana iyi-investment eqotho, iyi-investment ezabatholisa inzuzo. Isikhathi esiningi sithola ukuthi ikakhulu omama bagcina inotho yabo ihuquluziwe ngendaba zokuthi omama siyaphanga ukukholelwa ezintweni esizitshelwayo. So ngokuphathiswa nguhulumende weCanada, sesiloba uhlelo or ugwalo oluphathisa omama ukuthi bangazi kanjani ukubana iproject abafuna ukungena kuyo imiswe njani kule mbuzo okumele omama babe le confidence yokuthi bayibuze umuntu oletha iinvestment kubo. So imbuzo leyo kuzamela omama bambuze umuntu lo ukuthi lokhu yakwenza yini, lokhu yakwenza yini, and then nxa sebeyibuzile imbuzo leyo sebesenza i-rating yokuthi yena umama ufuna ukuqhubekela phambili yini efaka imali yakhe lapho. So siyabonga kakhulu uhulumende weCanada ophathisileyo ukubana kube lohlelo lolu, ngoba kunanzeleleka ukuthi ikakhulu omama beZimbabwe abangaphandle kwelizwe sebedlelwe izimali kakhulu ngendaba zokuthi bayafisa kanganani ukuthi babe lomnotho, kodwa bakhona izigelekeqe ezithatha i-advantage kulokho. So ikho esikukhangeleleyo umnyaka ka-2023 njenge-fire start.
Thank you so much. There we're hearing from an entrepreneur in Canada, Sharon Jovo. Let's now go back to Miss Fortunate Hove Kupa Tombo Funza Nemu Rimirwa Maikuti. Sangano Renyu Ruku Batsira Se, Kwamuruko, California, Ukotino Wona Kune Mvurampengo, Yakava, Kungeiru Nayaiko.
Isusu Tagara Tri Vano Tashokoramari Tichiparija Kuvanu. Asi hatiparidziri vanhu vane nzara uye vakashama, tinovapfekedza nokuvapa zvekudya zuva nezuva. Izvi tinei tichiitira kuti kana nguva dzakaita sedzino panga paine dutu rakadai remhepo nemvura, vanhu vawane zvitseko uye vawane zvekudya. Tinei tichingotarisira kuti vanhu vasina dzimba dzekugara vaya vanogara mumigwagwa upenyu hwavo usanyanya kurema nokuda kwenguva yakadai. Asi zve hatingotarisiri nguva yakaita seiyo yebutu mpengo iyi. Tinobatsira kubva kusvika kunana Zimbabwe, tinoshanda navafundisi kunyanya. Tinotarisira kuti vafundisi vanoomerwa kunyanya vemasangano eChipentecostal vakanga vasina kubatanidzwa nemakereke makuru akatangwa nevamishinari vakabva nzvimbo dzemhiri kwemakungwa. Vano vakasangana nenguva yakaoma pacovid apa. Ndobva Mwari vatipawo mukana wokuti tishande navo. Saka
mune muchishanda navo sei?
Vafundisi vane mapastors fraternal munzvimbo dzavanogara. Vane mubatanidzwa yavo paguta rega rega zvakaita kuMount Abden kuchitungwiza. Tinoshanda navo, tine vafundisi, timu yavafundisi iriko vanonotenga huku, upfu, makabheji namafuta voenda nazvo kunopa mhuri yega yega. Saka vanoungana vobva vapiwa zvekudya izvi. So kuoma kweupenyu dutu iri rinongova rimwe rezvinhu zvatatarisana nazvo, asi tinogara takatarisa kuti tingabatsira sei. Iko zvino tinechitarisira kuti tingabatsira sei imomo muZimbabwe kuti tingawana here purazi rekuti zvotirime, nokuti vafundisi vawane pekuzorora chaipo. Zvinhu zvakadaro hazviwaniki waniki.
Asi zviri nyore here kuita mabasa aya semadzimai?
Hazvisi nyore zvachose, asi kukunda kwatinako sebato redu ndekwekuti munhu ane nzara hanetsi, nokuti ukamupa zvaanoda zvekudya haazorambi achi anogutsikana uye anova norutendo. Kozoti kune mamwe madzimai tinosanganawo nevanhu vanosangana nematambudziko ekugara munzvimbo munyika dzisiri dzavo, vekuti vanenge vachisangana nematambudziko akawanda yatinota kubayira zano zvecounseling. Asi tine tichitsvaga kuti izvo vanhu vanoshushikana mukugara chaiko zvinovosangana, nokuti mavanogara vanogara nevatorwa vasinganzwisisi upenyu hwavo netsika dzekwavanobva. Saka kuwana munhu anokubayira zani nekunzwisisa kashoma, zvino taona izvo zvinenge zvakaoma. Asi madzimai anorerukirwa nokuya vachitaura zvinovaremera. Pamwe pacho zvinenge zvitovawo zvekumusha zvinorema kumusha nokuno kunyika dzekunze kwavanogara. Tinoita mukana uye wokubatsira tichibaira zani parunare kana kuti pamisangano yemadzimai vamwe vanenge vachinetswa nezvinorema zvemweya ndo zvatinenge tichisangana nazvo sokuti tiri vafundisi.
Imi zvakare makanyora mabhuku, mungatitsananguriro kuti mabhuku api aya?
Ndakanyora mabhuku mana. Rokutanga ndaitarisira zvo zvandakaona munguva yehondo nekuzonzwisa kwandakaita semunhu akazonoenda kuchikoro ndichiita counseling, dambudziko rakaitika muZimbabwe rokuti kupera kwehondo vanhu vakangosaidzirwa kunzi chiendai, vanhu vakatakura mitoro yemadzudzo avakasangana nawo muhondo pakashayikwa rubatsiro. Madzudzo aya akaenderera mberi, saka panokuti vanhu vaisa vanobatsirwa ndakanyora bhuku ipapo rinonzi Tender Eyes, Memoirs of Villagers in Conflict. Rechipiri randakanyora rinonzi New Millennium Missionary in Pursuit of God's Calling. Ndakadaidzwawo naMwari kuti ndiinde kumission field kuno kuAmerica. Ndaifunga kuti ndinouya kuzongoshanda nevanhu vekuAmerica, asi ndakazoona kuti aiwa Mwari vanga vane basa rekuti ndisangane nezvizvarwa zvekumusha kwangu, ndigokwanisa kumira navo pavanenge vachiremerwa semufundisi. Saka ndakanyora izvozvo. Kwozoti rechitatu, ndakaita imwe nguva yandakanzi mwana wangu anoita PhD. Saka wakasangana nedambudziko rokutsvaga zvinyorwa zvinoendera nekambo kanozikanwa kuZimbabwe kanonzi izvo nemamusasa. Zvino iniso munhu akaita mushona kuchikoro uyo akauya achinetseka nezvavo, ndikati aiwa unogona kuitarisa wakadai kambo aka. Ndobva ati maita zveino kuti murayiridzi wangu agutsikana. Ndikati tiregedza tichinyora bhuku rinobatsira kuti mangwana vanhu vanobva kunyika dzokunze vaimbi vanoda kunzwisisawo tsika dzeshona vanogona kuwana bhuku rekuverenga. Saka ndakanyora bhuku iro rinonzi The Many Themes of Nema Msasa.
Thank you there. If you can please hold on, and before we go to our listeners, let us take a short break.
Nesikhathi senguquko kungacaci kahle okwenzakala emhlabeni, esikuzwayo kungayisikho esikubonayo. Sidinga iqiniso, sitshelwa izindaba ezingaphelelanga, silahlekelwe liqiniso. Ngesikhathi sohlupho, amaphupho ethu, ithemba lezifiso zekusasa enhle kwenzakala uma abezindaba bekhululekile. Umsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela izindaba ezitholwa ngokuzinikela okuphezulu. Sixhumanisa abantu ngokubethulela iqiniso. Umsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela okwenzakalayo njengoba kunjalo.
We are back, and thanks for watching Live Talk tonight. It is now time to hear from our valid callers, but I will for now go back to Sharon Anjovo. Sharon, you have a program that you have lined up this coming week where you are saying you'll be having a Zoom meeting. Please tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, thank you so much. The Zoom meeting is happening next week on Monday, and it is focusing on women investors. And in that meeting, we'll be talking about foreign investing abroad as a foreigner and providing opportunities for mortgages where they are available and payment plans. But more importantly, one of the things that we'll be talking about is how to use the power of collectivism, where women who are unknown to each other can come together and purchase a single property together. And we call that the group buy. And we've been using this in the last 2 years, and we are scaling it up in 2023 so that we can create opportunities for more women to embark on the real estate investment journey a lot sooner than they would if they wanted to wait and save enough money to go in alone.
If you can tell us that in Ndebele.
Sure. Okay, ngiyabonga. Ubuze umbuzo ukubana uhlelo esilalo kuvikelizayo luhlelo olunjani. So kuvikelizayo siyabe silo mhlangano esizawenza emoyeni kuZoom. Siyabe sihlangana labo mama, sikhuthazana njengabo mama ngendaba zokuqhelisa umnotho, wealth creation. Njalo siyabe sikhangele okokuthenga impahla. Impahla engikhuluma ngazo yizindlu, i-real estate, ukubana singathenga kanjani izindlu ngaphandle kwelizwe, singathenga kanjani izindlu emazweni lapho singazake sigqobe khona ngonyawo. Siyabe sikhuluma njalo ngokuthi singasebenzelana kanjani njengabomama ukubana sithenge i-property eyodwa siyihlanganyele njengabomama. Esikhathini esiningi ngithola ukuthi umama uyabe efisa ukuhlanganyela labanye but engatholi abantu abalomqondo abalombono ofana lo wakhe. So esizabe sikwenza ukuthi sibaqoqe omama babuye babe ndawonye, and abantu bathola ukuthi uzahlangana labomama ongabaziyo o umama ababe sebe ready kubana libambane lithenge i-property ndawonye. So ngiyakhuthaza kakhulu omama abathakazelela ukubana bakhweze umnotho wabo as individuals, lezimoli zabo, babe le mali abayithiyela abantwana nxa bengadlula kuleli lizwe ukubana bahlanganyele lathi. Siyabe sila umhlangano lo ube kumele ube ngumvulo ngeMonday next week, kodwa sesiwuchovile usuzaba khona ngolwesine.
Mm-hmm. So where can people find this information just so that I can round up with you and then end up with Miss Ove?
Okay. I-website yethu ithiwa www.thefirestarter.ca. njalo niza kuthumela ama details all awe meeting lokuthi abantu bangena njani ku meeting le. So ngiza kuthumezela. Yes,
thank you so much, Miss Hove. If you can just come in and give us your last words, where can people partner with you or learn about what you're doing?
We have a website called www.concernthefamily.org. There they find us. Those who want to support us can find us on that website. We have a lot of Zimbabweans who, after hearing that we support pastors back in Africa, they also started helping us out. But the books that I talked about, they can be found on Amazon.
Uh-huh. If you can give us the titles again.
There are four. One is called Tender Eyes, Memoirs of Villagers in Conflict. Then the New Millennium Missionary in Pursuit of God's Calling.
Mm-hmm.
The third one is The Many Themes of Nemamsasa. And the fourth one is Confronting the Ruling Spirits of Zimbabwe. Because I wanted to help out in terms of our view of business, that we believe that sometimes we want to do all kinds of traditional ritual sacrifices and sometimes paralyze other people's lives when we can apply business principles.
Thank you so much. We were hearing there from Fortunate Hove Cooper, who's based in California, and also Sharon Jovo, who's based in Canada, who are some female entrepreneurs from Zimbabwe that were sharing their ideas of how women this year can actually join them and partner with them for their businesses. Sharon, if you can just come in for your last word, where can people follow you?
Yabonga, mina ngikhona ku Facebook, ngikhona la ku TikTok. Ngiyakhangela Sharon Njobo, NJOBO. I am on all social media platforms as Sharon Njobo. Looking forward to working with you.
Thank you so much. And Miss Hove?
I'm available on Facebook. I have occasional Zoom meetings to connect with the community. And I rarely use the other platforms. I'm focusing on Facebook because it's more.
Which name do they look up?
It's Fortunate Hove Cooper.
Thank you so much. Unfortunately, time is not on our side. Thank you to our guests and our viewers. I'm Marvelous Nsanga Nyahuye in Washington saying have a very good night, Zimbabwe.